against women. And so if it had been framed that way, that there is violence involved against women and that we will not stand for it, regardless of what women have said or done, no woman deserves violence. And that is our editorial stance. I think that's something that L Canada could have said and stood for that would have united people, that it doesn't mean that you need to like everybody on that list. It's just that as a women's magazine, we can at least agree that bullying and intimidation of women online is not part of our values and not something that we will empower. Because that's the thing, is that when you are being bullied and you give a win to the bullies, you make those bullies even stronger and emboldened to bully other people in the future.
It's like a lesson you learn in kindergarten, but it holds true even at this level. And also at this point, I feel like an apology to these women probably wouldn't go astray. The best time to do it was when they first made their editorial decision. The second best time is now.
And that's Shortcuts for this week. Thank you for joining me. You can email me about it at emily@canadaland.com. Riley, where can people find you?
You can find me on all social media at RileyYesNoMaybe and my website, RileyYesNo.com.
This episode is produced by James Nicholson with additional production by Katie Plumson. Our production manager is Max Collins. Our editor-in-chief is Karen Pugliese. Team music is by So Called. Syndication is by CFUV 101 FM in Victoria. Visit them online at cfuv.ca.
Courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your academic journey.
Good evening, beautiful people around the world. My name is Roy Hamilton III, and you're tuned in to Let That Music Out. On today's episode, we're going to hear from Ms. Julia Rachuk from the Ukraine, currently living in Toronto, Canada. We're going to talk about her time on The Voice of Ukraine, being a young star in her own right back home, and the hardships and challenges of moving to a new country and trying to adjust. She's going to be interviewed by Valentina, my co-host today. And from there, we're going to listen to some new music. Hopefully, you'll enjoy our playlist for today. We have Mr. Thaddeus Howland with a song called Conversations, Olivia Grace Wood with Serendipity, and a song called By My Side from Walk to Tomorrow. Enjoy.
This conversation's vital. I can't be too idle when I see that you, it's you. Don't tell me how to feel alright. I'll find it in these sleepless nights, so won't you go? Tell you in a better state of mind, or it's a waste of time. Conversations got the pain in. I got of motivation. You know your limitations. Oh, it don't make no sense. Oh, it don't make no sense. Oh, it don't make no sense to me. To me. Everybody got thing for it, everybody want fiend for it, yeah. Everybody got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Tell me what you need, baby, I got everything you see. Your dream, your eyes, they look at me. Disbelief, I know that it's done, I know that it's done, yeah. Every night that I'm dreaming about you on my chest, waiting for your love, for your love.
Something. feel it in my heart. You never had it in you to leave my side. All the hurt and wounds I left behind. You were never too far gone to find all the mistakes I've made all along. Hold you in my arms in the middle of a storm. I awoke in the night to see you in the light. I know you're by my side. You remain, always remain, forever not changed. You are my love. When my heart was bruised, I held feelings within, but you helped me get on through. By the strength that was given you, many times I've made mistakes. I couldn't get away from my pain. What I felt was something deep inside that was tearing me down. Lying on myself, trapped and trapped, held down by my fear. Change, waiting on me to leave behind that I was holding on to, everything that was turning me out. You were always there, just hoping that I would get away from it all. I know you're by my side. You remain, yeah, you always remain, forever unchanged.
Everybody doing? So today I have a very special guest with me. A lot of people don't know that I'm from Ukraine, and the singer that we have today, she's one of the most talented, most unique people, and most like just like such a sweet girl. So please welcome Julia Rachuk.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having this with me.
You know, this is kind of cool because I've watched The Voice when I was little. Obviously, you were also little, yeah. But my parents used to say, oh my gosh, this girl has such a nice voice. She's a voice, because we always talk about a lot of, if you don't know, Ukraine, we have The Voice of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And so basically me and my parents would sit down, we would watch it, and we're like, yeah, Frankievsk, yeah, from the city. So that was so cool. Yeah. And it's crazy how I get to meet you and you get to be here. It's awesome, honestly. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here. Honestly, I think every Ukrainian family has that tradition of watching The Voice.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's such a huge thing. Yeah. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. So... for our audience, could you please tell us about yourself, like your hobbies, what do you do?
So my name is Julia, as she has already mentioned. I find myself a very artistic person, nothing too unique, I think. I do a lot of music, very keen on film as well. I think just art generally has been a very great part of my life since I can remember, honestly. So
could you please tell us, like, when did you understand that, you know what, like, I want to be a singer, I want to proceed that hard? Because as we all know, singing, acting, all the artists, you know, like, creativity, it's really hard to, because you need the funds, you need to make music, right? How is that in Ukraine? Because I know in Ukraine it's very tough. You don't know a lot of people, you need a lot of connections. What made you start? Like, could you please tell us from the beginning, when did you realize that?
I think when you are an artist at soul, you just kind of know it. It's not, I feel like there's things that happen and you just kind of like see it and you're like, oh, I can do this, I really like this. But I feel like I was very, very young when I discovered that. I've always had this desire to perform and entertain people and sing. And like, I had this little like step stool in the kitchen that I always used to jump on and like do a show and sing for my family and stuff. So I think it's been a very long time since the first moment that I felt like, okay, I wanna do this. But then I think around the age I was 10, I decided to actually do it more professionally. I think I had the voice and the hearing, but it was not connected at all. So I would sing off key, I would do everything, but I had it, I had the passion, so everyone was like, oh, you should do it. And then eventually I think I grew up and, you know, it started being more coordinated and I started taking classes. Now about Ukraine, I think the voice gave me some kind of jump start, because when you're on such a big show, which is like one of the biggest singing shows in Ukraine, you meet a lot of people. It's a great network of different producers and artists and musicians and other singers. So that definitely gave me like a push. So, and I just used everything I had at that moment to kind of jumpstart the career as well.
So how was the process getting onto Voice? Like, because I know it's very tough. They take auditions.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, like, I've applied for many things, like talent shows and stuff like that. I feel like nobody sees them. Like, what do you think? Like, did you just submit an audition? Like, did your parents help you submit an audition? Like, what happened? Like, when you found out that they're taking you on the show, how did you feel? What was your emotions?
It was honestly the least expected thing. I did not plan it. It was very spontaneous how this whole thing happened. I knew that they were doing a casting for the Voice auditions. It wasn't as serious. It wasn't like my goal, like, yes, I want to get there. I was already doing music and I was already performing a lot around Ukraine and Europe, and I was participating in lots of festivals and competitions and concerts. So it wasn't like, hey, I want to do this, another competition, right? So it was not something I planned or expected, but then it happened. And it was actually so quick. Like, I know that they have like 40,000 of people applying for this, and it's insane to get to get there, to even audition, like, and be actually filmed before they start actually filming the show. So honestly, I'm just like, my four-leaf clover, my lucky charm.
So also, not only you got to be on the show, you got to be a semifinal or a finalist?
Yeah, semifinalist, yeah.
How was that? That is crazy. Do you guys, any trainings? What like team were you on?
Yeah. Oh, we have this amazing artist, Monetic, in Ukraine. He's very popular. So it was his first time being as a coach on The Voice. So I got to be the last person who got to the show. And after that, the blind auditions were done.
Oh.
So they had, I don't remember how many. I think they had 18 people in each team. And there was three teams. So how much is that? 56?
All right, guys, I failed this one. I wouldn't know.
I don't remember anymore.
Do the math, guys.
Yeah, so around 15. Everyone was already there. They already, like, everyone pushed the button. The teams were full, and he had one last spot and over 40 people auditioning.
Wow.
So,
I got that one. Well, I think
it was so nerve-wracking. Honestly, there were so many people, and we were all in this tiny room, and everyone knows it's one last chance, and like anyone can go up right now, and he can push that button, and that's it, and we're done.
Nobody gets
audition. We wouldn't even be able to sing, even go on stage or say a word. Yeah. So
that's crazy. I think
I was ripping my hair out at some point. It was so stressful.
How do you cope with that nervous? Like, obviously,
I don't.
You just went on.
I just feel it. I think it's just
because as a singer, you need to control your voice. You have to be in focus. Yeah. I feel like if anybody was on that stage, would be like, and the voice.
Honestly, I feel like in that moment, I just said to myself, okay, you've been here for 6 hours. This is how many people went on stage, performed, and they didn't get that chance. So if you go up and you screw this up, it's on you. This was my exact thought process. So I went up, and I think on the video you can even see, like, I was so, everyone was asking me, Julie, why do you look so mad? I was like, I'm not mad, honestly. I was just so stressed. I was like, okay, this is your chance. You take it or leave it. That's it.
Can you please tell us what song you sang? And can you please sing us a little demonstration? Can you show us a little demonstration of the song? Let's go back in time, okay. You know?
I sang Sam Smith. I'm not the only one. Yeah, it was not a song for a 14-year-old at that time, but it was... I love Sam Smith. I think he's great. So. That,
you know, it's a hard song. Like, it's... Mm-hmm. Can you please sing it to us?
Okay.
Okay.
You me when me for better half or worse. I can't believe it's over now. But it's true, na-na-na, it hurts. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one.
Wow. Everybody applaud. This, I'm telling you guys, like, I'm just so sad that people don't get to see artists like this, because they actually know how to perform, how to control their voice. They have this stage performance.
Did you see my stage performance?
No, listen, like, if I was about to perform, it would be...
Listen, I used to be so confident. I did it so many times. I was on stage like 3 times a week. I think after coming to Canada, I've had such a long break.
All right, stay tuned for the second half of Julia Rajuk's interview. In the meantime, we're going to get into some more music with Meesh with 8 to the Gate, followed by Michaela Cara with Thank You, Thank Me. Then we're going to hear Brooklyn Rendezvous from Sophia Sarlat. Enjoy.
She didn't get no sleep to put food on the table, something to eat. To get by, to get by. They say that's life. What it is, what it is, what it shouldn't be. Well, they say that's life. What it is, what it is, what it shouldn't be. Ooh, baby, you don't understand. understand. After all that we've been through, girl, I still got you. Hey, delegate, did you break working late? From 9 to 5 with some overtime. Sort of corporate life, sort of corporate life. Hey, delegate, don't be late while the baby's crying. Time to say goodbye, to get by. Daddy's tired eyes, he didn't get no sleep. To put a roof on my head, give me a place to sleep. To get by, to get by. Some overtime, sort of corporate life. Oh, if you only understood, it was for your own good. All the mistakes we made together was a lesson in love, just so you could learn how to do better. Now you're with her and she got a better deal. You grew and you changed, fixed all your mistakes, so I guess that's okay. Now you can love her. So selfish, the list was endless, though deep down there's no bad intentions. I was just a small piece of the puzzle. So you raise your game, I'm the reason you change for things to be this way. Now you can love her.
I can't read your
Question, can you please tell us how did that change? What?
Yeah,
because I know, well, for the audience, you came to Canada, you went to a college to study for acting.
Yeah,
why acting? What was your next step like? Can you please tell us how it was?
People always ask me, like, okay, Julie, are you an actress or a singer? And for me, it's like, why can't I be both? Like, we are so many things. Everyone is so many things. You're not just this one person, this one job that you have, or, like, you know.
Creative people are very, like, dancers.
And just anyone. Like, a mom is also a wife and a cook and a home taker. You know, it's so many things. So why can't I be both? And I think it goes so hand in hand. Like, if I were to get an acting role, and like, but it's a musical, right? And I can actually sing, so it's like a win-win. And then the other way around, I think acting has actually helped me so much to get in touch with actual emotions. So anytime that I sing now, it's not just like, hey, like, I can sing pretty, you know. It's actually,
it's
like,
emotions.
I feel it. I know what I'm talking about, and I try to connect with my personal life.
Can you agree with me on this? Because a lot of people think singing and acting is just singing because you have a beautiful voice, or acting because you know the words, but it's not true. It's how you connect with the music. How do you connect with the role that you have, right? So a lot of people don't know that, but that's really good that you tried something new for yourself, because anyway, if you want to write music, you want to connect, now you know how to connect because acting has helped you out. Have you tried dancing?
No, but everyone thinks that I'm a triple threat for some reason. That's because I dance all the time, and I'm not a dancer. Like, I just feel the music. I feel, because I'm a musician, like, I feel the rhythm, the music, and I just let my body move. And this is one rule that I have, like, dance like no one's watching. Obviously, don't, like, go up on the table at any moment. But, you know, like, I just want to let it be. Like, just be free, you know? Just be you.
So how long have you been in Canada since you came to Canada?
4 years now.
4 years, wow.
That's a long time.
What has changed? Have you Do you see any difficulties, mm-hmm. finding yourself as an artist here, like performing and doing anything? Like, can you please tell us, like, obviously you finished the college, like, after, yeah. like, is it tough for you to be as an artist? Mm-hmm. Is it tough to just, it's a little, yeah. you know, personal, but can yeah. you please tell us, like...
I've definitely come across a lot of challenges. Nothing super specific. I think when you are leaving, like, your home country, let's say.
And you've left a lot yeah, of connections.
Yeah, I think that was the hardest part, because I left at a peak moment in my yeah. career, and I had a lot of people wanting to collaborate with me, and they were just waiting until I'm an adult, so, like, to sign any, like, contracts and all of that, right? So, and I had to say no to every single one, and it was like life was testing me, you know. I had all of these like offers from all of these production labels and producers, and I'm like, no, I'm going to Canada.
Why? So what made you like think, well, Canada is the one? Do you regret it coming here?
I don't regret it. I don't think I really regret anything, like, in life, the decisions that I made, because otherwise I wouldn't be here, right?
So
I think it was just a hard decision to make, because it's like, you have everything, right? At that moment, I could have just stayed, and I could have said yes to any of the opportunity, and probably I would have been
big,
really yeah. good and big right now. Yeah. But I was 16, and all of that was happening, right? So for me, it was like, okay, well, if I'm 16 and I can do this in this country right now, this is like the volume of what I can achieve, why don't I try somewhere else, which is like someplace else where I can find more opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm. So you yeah. thought Canada would be like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's North America, so I think I started realizing I really like R&B soul, and North America, US, Canada yeah. is where it's at, right? So I don't think people in Ukraine understand my style as much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think, you know, during this war, I think a lot of artists came out.
Yeah.
You know, started mm-hmm. to really test their jazz.
Yeah.
Latino style. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's so cool that Ukraine gets to be so versatile with
Absolutely.
Music. And my other question is, are you focusing on, as a singer, are you focusing on, like, American, to become, like, American singer? Or do you want to still write songs for Ukraine and then produce them and, you know?
That's a good question. You know, my whole life, while I was in Ukraine, I've only performed English songs, like, English language songs. So, I mean, when they asked me to do Ukrainian, it was like, okay, like... what should I sing? Because it was so, like, limited, you know? It was, like, everything that I liked was so, like, little. I couldn't have been singing the same song over and over again, like, because there was so little that I actually liked and enjoyed singing that I always just ended up singing something in English, which was also an issue, because it was like, okay, well, like, you are here, like, and I think a part of, like, the voice, too, like, when you are performing in the Voice Ukraine, they want to hear you sing in Ukrainian, too. And all of the songs I had was English, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And now, right now, when I'm here, I wrote a song in Ukrainian, so.
Yes.
It's funny.
Hopefully when you know, release it, everybody will hear the Ukrainian audience, the American, So my last question for you, what do we expect from you in 2024? What do you have in pockets? what you got? Because I've noticed that you started to perform in Ukrainian communities.
Yeah. Finally, 4 years later.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, what can we expect from you? New songs? Something, you know?
This is a very good question. I don't know what to expect from myself. I did not think this is gonna turn out like I don't want to say my last year, but technically, while I'm still on my work permit, this is my last year left in Canada, unless I end up getting my residency, hopefully. So I did not expect this to happen at all. And now this final year, it's like Canada's like trying to show me, okay, Julia, I think you should stay. Here's all of the things you can do, right? So right now I'm just trying to use as much as I can just to try to, I think, build. And I think, okay, these 4 years I've been focused on many other things other than art, apart from school, like that was acting, and just working so much that I've made a lot of excuses not to do it, or it's been a lot of difficulties and challenges, and I feel like I've been mad at myself for a long time for procrastinating, and
especially
only right now.
By yourself. Yeah. Family or anybody.
And I think just a couple months ago I was like, okay, you shouldn't be mad. Instead of being mad, just start doing something right now. So right now, this like these last 2 months, it's been a lot of happening that I'm just hoping and expecting this to continue and use this whatever time I have left as much as I can to do, make and create as much art as I possibly can.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait. We will be waiting for your music.
Thank you.
Everybody follow Julieta Chuk.
Yes,
and I mean, thank you so much for being
thank
on
you.
This interview.
Thank you so
this
much.
Is so awesome. So all I want to say, guys, is don't give up. You know, everybody has their path. And yeah, so like what I hope that, you know, from her story, you guys can understand that, you know, as an artist, it's not easy, but you got to keep going. Like she's not giving up. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We can't wait. Okay. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Awesome.
We hope you enjoyed that inspiring interview. I know I sure did. It just lets you know that no matter what, when you're hundreds or thousands of miles from home, you can still find hope. You can still find friends. You can still hold on to your gift and your talent, you know, to get you through and keep the faith, you know. So for the last part of the show, we're going to play a few more songs. We're going to listen to C'est La Vie, the piano acoustic mix. We're going to listen to Caitlin Roberta with My Way Home. And finally, One More Time by Delaney Youngson. Have a good night, y'all. God bless. Peace.
Thank you. for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? I want you to love me, I want you to hug me, 'cause you know that I love you, no one above you. I wanna feel you, I wanna heal you. You drive me crazy, come back to me, baby. Don't forget what we had yesterday. Loving you endlessly. Don't forget what we had yesterday, day, day. Loving you endlessly. I just wanna love you one more time. 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 How do I say I'm sorry? I let you down after all you did for me. I want you to love me, I want you to hug me. One more time. Lately I don't know what I've been thinking, baby. Just not myself when I'm drinking, baby. But each day without you feels like I'm sinking, baby. Please let me love you one more time. Yo, boy, no, I don't deserve you. Never meant to switch up and swerve you. Never wanted to curve you, yeah. Didn't want to sound like I'm hating. Just saw you might have been playing. Didn't think you intended on staying, yeah. I know I broke your trust. I just missed that lust. I just wish it could be us, yeah. No, I seem so careless. Man, I'm so embarrassed. It's taking me so long to share this, yeah. Maybe we can talk this out. We have a lot to talk about. No, baby, please don't walk on out, yeah. You know, I'm sorry I hurt you. I never meant to desert you. And all these issues I'm trying to work through, yeah. I want to give you space to heal, but I just gotta keep it real. Hate all this pain I made you feel, yeah. Maybe if we can't move forward, we'll always fall back. You say I talk shit, but I didn't mean to do all that. I still love you and I stand on that, yeah. Baby, in that moment I forgot you really care. Missing you like this just feels unfair. And wherever you are, I wanna be there, yeah. When did shit become so toxic? You wanted me, so you got it. Yeah, baby, isn't that what you wanted? Yeah, maybe you just wanted to protect me, but so much shit had me second guessing. But baby, without you, I'm just stressing, yeah. Every morning, every night I think of you, remembering everything I did to you. You're not here or there, so what you finna do? Yeah, still got you on my mind. If you can't see, you're blind. Sorry I made you fall behind, I just want you one more time. Yo boy, you know I never meant to talk bad about you, but I just felt all mad about you. But I wouldn't have what I have without you. Yeah, boy, I can't give it a rest. You made me at my mess, made me my best. Yeah, baby, look me in the eyes. You know me, I know you, let me hold you. There's still so much I wanna show you. Yeah, should listen to my heart, not my brain. Now it goes both in pain. Without you, it's like no sun and just rain. Yeah. I'm
Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
The Kingston Music Office and CFRC 101.9 FM are pleased to present this week's Release Radar featuring local singer-songwriter Chris Giguere with their first single called Something New. Released last month, the track blends a little bit of blues, a little bit of rock and roll, marking a stylistic shift for Chris. With gritty guitar and soulful horns, this ode to a lifelong love affair will have you hooked from the first listen. You can also catch Chris Giguere live on stage on September 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. at McKinnon Brothers Brewing, and on September 20th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Musiki. Don't forget to follow Chris at Chris Giggs Music, the Kingston Music Office at visitkingston.music, and CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram. Now, here's Something New by Chris Giguere.
There's something I've never done before. It's something I've been meaning to try. I've been yearning for something more. I can't get started and I don't know why. Well, there's something I've been meaning to say. I'd say it with flowers if it was 1858. I know that's not the date. I'm waiting for the perfect time. The Eiffel Tower has been on my mind. You make me feel brave. I can't explain it. I wanna do something new with myself, and I need it. I wanna do something new with you. Well, there's something I've been hoping for, but I'm afraid of my own desire.